Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Everybody, welcome to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. It's a little over 6 a.m. here in Canberra in the ACT in Australia, and my apologies if people don't realise that this show is now running once a fortnight. I'm actually, because of the early hour, and it is a little bit early for me to have to get up to do this show until the clocks change, I've elected to sort of do this as a fortnightly show. Every alternate show, I'm going to be doing a Matthew James hour. So that's going to be at a different time. That's going to be a little bit later. I'm going to be doing a test show in the coming weeks. And obviously that'll come up on Blog Talk and everybody will be able to see when that's on. And you're all welcome to come on and experiment with me. We've got masses of callers in the switchboard, so it's going to be a busy day today for me and my guests. Now, my guests are a couple of really good friends of mine. I've got Matt Zonka and I've got Chris Aldous, and we're going to be doing live readings for everybody because it's such a busy switchboard. I'm going to be impressing on everybody. It's probably going to be about 2 minutes to 5 minutes, maybe 6 minute readings each, so we can actually get through everybody today. Anybody who is still interested in coming on the switchboard for a reading, the guest call in is 760, that's area code 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. But they will be brief readings. These are just snapshot readings. These are just to give you an idea of what myself and my guests are capable of as far as mediumship, clairvoyance, psychic ability. Pardon me, myself, if anyone's interested in researching me a little bit more, obviously my name's Matthew James. I'm Matthew James Medium. My website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I am available for distance readings via phone, via Skype. I do absent readings, which are MP3 recordings, pardon me, via email. I am also on Facebook, MJ Medium. I will be introducing both my guests in a second, and I will also encourage my guests to do a bit of a plug as well, so you can research my guests as well. Now, without further ado, I'm going to introduce Chris Aldous. Hello, Chris. Hello, welcome back.
Good morning.
I'll just give you the applause. I'm going to second Chris Aldous. Now, everybody who is a regular to Conversations of Spirit, everybody who tunes in and listens when the show is up and running, will remember Chris. Chris Aldous is the medium from my neck of the woods in the UK, and he's got an infectious laugh, haven't you, Mr. Aldous?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you make us laugh. That's one of the big reasons why I bring you on this show. Plus, you're extremely accurate as well. So, how's it been for you, Chris?
I've been busy.
You're always busy. What have you been doing? Anything different?
Well, no. I've been doing a few new churches and things like that. That's been good. And it's always good because you go there, they don't know you, and they're a bit iffy with you at first, and they're like, is it going to be any good? And then by end at night, they're like, when can you come back?
Very true. Have you got what's your web presence? How can people find out about you, Chris? How do they research you?
Well, you can just Google my name, Medium Chris Aldous, and you should find I've got a Facebook page, I've got my Facebook profile, and there's also a free website out there with all my paintings on and stuff. And I'm also, for those in the UK, if you go on yell.com and search for Chris Aldous as a psychic medium, you'll find me on there.
Excellent. Now, I know you've just mentioned something that's you just tweaked my memory. In the early days when I first met you on Facebook, I remember your paintings, your pictures. They're pretty awesome, matey. Are you still doing those?
I am. I'm not doing as many as I'd like, but I haven't got the time these days. It's just one of those things.
That's right. There isn't enough hours in the day. I know that. I know that very well. It's just crazy, isn't it, as a medium? It's just full-on crazy. That's all I can say.
Well, once you open the floodgates and say, come on, get me work, that's it. They're not going to let you sit down.
That's right. I mean, what I'm referring to, I mean, I just mentioned to Chris before we actually started broadcasting that I was woken up at about 3:25 a.m. this morning, and that was it. No more sleep for me. So I've literally now been up nearly 3 hours because I've got somebody, I'm sure somebody on this switchboard will be able to take this relation, because I got woken up at 3:25 with a fast heartbeat, all sorts of different other conditions, and that was it for me. End of sleep. So I'm going to be a little bit probably dopey today, everybody who's listening, so please forgive me. But that's what it's like. I mean, do you get woken up in the night, Chris, and get bugged with conditions and spirit coming through, and I want to talk to this person, or I want to talk about this? Do you get that?
They can do. I remember I did a service, and basically I got in and there was an email there asking for a reading, and I just said, sod off, I'm not doing it, it's too late. And then they woke me up at 7:30 in the morning, so I refused to do it until I'd had my breakfast.
I know, it's infuriating, because obviously on the other side of the spirit world, they don't have their 8 hours sleep. I presume they don't. Anyway, I've never come across one who just sleep over there, and they forget that we do actually sleep.
Exactly. It's a different world, and it's. I was speaking to somebody today, and I says, oh, I'm doing a radio show, and they're asking what I do. And I says, well, the easiest way for somebody who hasn't got a clue, if you've seen Ghost and it's got Patrick Swayze in it and Whoopi Goldberg, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, very true. I've had a few Patrick Swayzes through, believe me. The ones that sing the silly songs or they say something over and over again until you listen to them.
Yep, and some of them can be a bit rude as well, which is quite funny.
That's right. And then I've got one particular one who is actually, well, he's a friend of mine over here. He was a medium himself and he died of a brain tumour. Whenever he's got any information for me, and he's not been around for a while, probably because I've told him to sod off a few times, but whenever he's come through and he's wanted a message, me to convey a message to his wife, I get his brain tumour, and his brain tumour just stays. I just have a really bad, intense headache until I actually pass that message on, until I send a text message to his wife, or until I actually send a PM via Facebook, and then the condition goes. But those are the Patrick Swayzes that I get.
Well, they're no fun, then.
They're not fun at all. They're horrible. I mean, there was one time I was just about to have my tea, and I'm going, John, for heaven's sake, I'm having my tea. No, you're going to talk to the wife now. And he dropped the condition on me. I said, no, I'm having my tea. And it got worse. And I'm having my tea. No, I'll do it later. And it got worse. And in the end, I went, oh, for heaven's sake. And I sent the PM. And I got almost instant feedback with the information that I just passed on to his wife. But the tumour had got, the feeling of the brain tumour had gone, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was not a nice feeling at all.
No, well, they have the ways and means, and obviously that message was important, and that's what you got to remember as well. So.
Well, it was extremely important, because without going into too much personal detail, he was actually really concerned about his wife, really concerned. Hang on a minute. Oh, I've just sussed what's going on here. He was really concerned about his wife because she had an irregular heartbeat, right? And what had happened was he was insisting that I contact her at that exact moment. At that exact moment, she'd got her irregular heartbeat. I found this out via PM, Chris. Usually when she's got that irregular heartbeat, John was always there, and he always knew what to do and how to calm her down. And she was having this irregular heartbeat, and he was picking up in spirit, and he was trying to get me to contact her to reassure her that everything was going to be all right.
Exactly. There's a reason behind everything. I remember a story. I'd done a club on a Thursday night, and I'd walked into my friend's cafe on the Friday morning, and there was like five or six elderly ladies sat there, and one of them piped up and she's like, you're a medium, aren't you? And I went, yeah. She says, you know stuff, don't you? I went, yeah. And she says, my cat's been missing. It's been missing for 10 days.
Oh,
it never goes anywhere.
Not the missing cat. Yeah? Not the missing cat request.
Anyway.
Oh, dear me. I'm going to have to introduce our other guest, Chris. I've just forgotten that Matt's sitting there.
No, it's all right.
Well, Mr. Zonka, how are you?
All right. I actually once got a missing parrot request. I'm doing well. I'm actually being reasonably patient with readings and that sort of thing. It's keeping me busy. I'm pretty much... I'm the youngster of the bunch where I work, but always I'll be in it for a long time and always learn from everyone else. But the main thing is that the message you get are pretty much, I don't understand them, but whoever I give them to, they they keep coming back and they go, you know what you said at the time? I said, I half the time I can't remember what I've said, but the main thing is it makes sense to them, and that's what it means. Been pretty reasonably busy. Had pretty much a full week last week with three and a half days, four days, and then basically just always reading up on the history of things like the spirit world and stuff like that, because that fascinates me, its origins and all that. But no, things are good. It's just that what I have to do every so often, I'll do this for 2 days as a burst and then actually take time out. And people are working in it, or even if you're doing some of it yourself through a service, you need your time out as much as actually working it as well. But no, I find the whole world fascinating. I've got so much to learn with it, but also too, I try and make an equal contribution. And
have you got your gypsy cards with you? Have you?
Sometimes I'll just get a message anyway. Half the time I'll just put one card, and the rest it'll be a message about times, dates, places, that sort of stuff.
Cool. Well, I'm just cutting in because I'm just going to remind both you and Chris and let everybody know on the switchboard and all the listeners that we've got a pretty full switchboard this evening, this morning, this afternoon, where anyone's listening. So we're going to be pretty full on with readings. Now, we're only going to be doing probably 2 minute, 5 minute, 6 minute readings. And just to let everybody know who will be having a live call from us, when you hear this particular sound, that's the end of your reading. It's only fair that we sort of deal with one question or possibly two questions from everybody because of how busy we are going to be. So when we actually do a reading for you, and we'll be doing them shortly, probably in about 5-6 minutes after a song, or first song, it's one question. I just ask everybody who's on the switchboard just one question. We'll ask one question and we will endeavor to do our best. I'm most likely going to get Chris going first, Matt Zonka going second, me going last, or it might be Matt Zonka going first, Chris Alders. So we will alternate, but if you've got a specific, like anybody who wants a reading with me first or wants a reading with Chris Alders first, please do ask. I want to know from. That way we save a little bit of time. So I think what we'll do, guys, if it's all right, do you want to play? I'll play our first song for the day, and then we will go into a bit of readings for everyone.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You're okay with that? I'm sorry I sort of cut the interview short, but it's just that I'm looking and we've got a growing number of callers on the switchboard, and I'm looking at the time and I'm thinking, well, that's about at least an hour's worth of readings already that we've got in the switchboard.
Cool.
It's all right. We'll get you back. You've got to do the first three.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Oh,
It'll be about a lost parrot and a lost cat.
Oh, probably. I mean, oh.
No.
I had a phone reading from here in Canberra. It was a local lady, and she was at the other side of Canberra. For some reason, 35 minutes is too far away to actually drive and have a one-to-one reading. It was a little bit too far away from her. I should have got the clue then, and all she really wanted to know was, where's my cat gone? When am I getting my cat back? Can you tune into my cat and tell me what the cat's thinking about at the moment? And that was an hour, she wanted an hour's reading on that subject.
No, mine was, there was a moral behind mine. Basically, I told the lady when the cat was coming back, and then on the day that I told her that it was coming back, she texted me saying, the cat's just come back exactly as you said it would. And then about 4 months later, the lady actually passed with cancer.
Oh, God.
And I'd gone into the shop, and all the friends were there. And all the friends looked at me and smiled and said, we all remember the cat. So spirit have their own way of getting the message across. that this isn't the end.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, on that note, I think we'll have a little bit of an upbeat Bon Jovi song from their latest album. The first call will be area code 408. So we'll be back in 4 minutes, everybody.
Yep.
I don't want to be another wave in the ocean. I am a rock, not just another grain of sand. Want to be the one you run to when you need a shoulder. I ain't a soldier, but I'm here to take a stand because we can.
Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. My name's Matthew James. I'm your host. I am a medium and clairvoyant of, well, I've been professional since probably about 1987. And anybody who's listening to the show for the first time, hello and welcome. We're going to be taking some live callers any second now. These are going to be snapshot readings. These are only going to be, like I say, 2 minutes to about 5 minutes in duration. We're asking our callers in just to ask really one question. You will get three little mini readings. You'll get one from me, you'll get one from Chris Aldis, you'll get one from Matt Zonka. If you want extended readings, if any of you do need a bit of an extended reading with either myself, Chris, or with Matt Zonka, then please check us actually out on Facebook and or on the internet or wherever. Do research us and do please contact us. Now, I'm going to take the first caller. It's area code 408. Chris, I think I might let you go first, if that's okay, on this one.
Fair enough. Go on then.
Okay, area code 408. Hang on a second. Hello, area code 408, and welcome to the show. What's your name, please? Hello, area code 408. Your name, please. Hello. Right. We shall go to area code 510.
Hello.
Hello, area code 510. Hi, what's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I have a question regarding
whereabouts you? Whereabouts you calling from, Cheryl, please?
Oh, I'm calling from the state of California.
Okay, and your question, please, Cheryl.
Yes, my question has to do with employment. I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me this year. I'm unemployed right now. I'm just doing part-time work, but I'm hoping something fruitful will come in my direction.
Okay. I shall just put you in the capable hands of Chris Aldis first. Chris, can you help Cheryl out, please?
Okay. Right, let's see what I can get for you. I just feel as if this part-time employment's been going on for around 6 months now. I do feel as if there has been a full-time opportunity before then, but I don't feel as if you felt like it was right for you. So I don't know whether you walked out or something happened and you ended up moving on to the part-time work. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as if there are going to be opportunities for full-time work, and I also have got to say it's going to be going back to what you used to do.
Okay.
There's also, I feel as if you've been caring for somebody as well, or there's some care work around you.
I'm a very caring person, but I haven't been caring for one person, but I do tend to check in on older people.
Okay, well, this is the sort of area that I feel as if you should be in. Okay? So.
Okay.
I don't particularly want to put you in working in like an old age home, because I don't feel as if that would suit you. But I do feel as if you should be working in the community.
Okay.
You understand this, yeah? And all right. And there's been quite a few changes of late, and I've got to say within the last couple of weeks as well. Yeah?
I've been busy.
And I want to put
this, I've been busy. The past couple of weeks.
Yeah. I want to put this in connection with the part-time work, but I don't feel as if you're going to be doing this part-time work forever. Yeah?
Good, yeah.
I want to give September to October time where there are opportunities coming your way, but it's up to you whether you take them. Yeah?
Okay, got it.
And sometimes I feel as if you can be a little bit too proud. Yeah? So if you get an opportunity and it looks, you feel as though it's beneath you, yeah? Look beyond the job to the prospects that it could offer in the long term.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because you know the job, yeah, it doesn't mean that taking a step below, you're going to be at that forever.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
No problem. The July birthday as well.
I'm sorry, say that again.
There's a July birthday around you, so there's a birthday around you now.
That was mine. I had one on the 9th.
Yeah, well, there you go. I just wanted someone to confirm that I was with you and that the information that I was giving was for you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Cheryl, I know yes. I've most certainly got a grandmother here because it's going to be Grandmother Day for me with people who are connecting. She's a little bit annoyed about two employers who are not taking you seriously or taking you on board at the moment. There are two people interested in you, or two companies certainly considering you at the moment, or have been considering you at the moment. Do you know about those two companies? It's frustrating that they've not got back to you.
That's right. I've only gotten rejection letters of late, but I haven't had I have not talked to any potential employers.
Well, the way that it's actually been shown to me is you just need a sense of humor at the moment because there's just so much competition. That's what it's all about. It's not that you can't do everything. It's just that what's on your resume, it's carte blanche. Everybody else is professing to do the same thing. And it's just a case of the ordering that is actually going on at the moment. What I do understand is that the way it's been worded to me is what you learn to do or what you train to do is being transformed. It is beginning to elevate itself into something else. And because you're cool under pressure and you're very good at dealing with other people's emotions and all the emotional problems, you should actually find yourself in a situation that you can deal with really well. I mean, I know Chris was mentioning about care work, but what I'm actually looking at is the way that you can. I actually want to go into a hospital situation with you. That's where I'm feeling drawn. I'm feeling drawn to. I mean, it's medical, it's hospital, it's some kind of medical center or medical or hospital or something of that variation. But it may well be it's only part of your job where you have to report to a medical center or go in and pick something up or pick people's reports up. But I certainly get something. I'm gonna say September as the safety net. I'm reckoning it's before September.
Okay, that's exciting. But, How will I collide with that position? Do you know? Will I find it on the internet, word of mouth?
The interesting thing I've got is that there seems to be two people already interested or two people who are already considering.
Okay. I haven't submitted a resume to a medically oriented company.
Right. All I'm aware then is what is being said to me is that it's a case of looking, recognizing, acknowledging, and then sending something almost on a whim. This is where the sense of humor is.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
It's a case of I've given you sort of a little seed of perception of something to think about. You now plant that seed in your consciousness and see where that is leading you to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, can I just pass you to Matt Zonka, who will quickly just finish your reading off for you? Matt, what have you got for Cheryl?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, California. Okay, the first words I got is, the positions you'll go for a community advisor. There is a kind of an image of a health officer involved. It is more to do with what you're doing is more working on actually the traffic flow within either an outpatient facility or something of that nature. To me, it kept on going more towards community services, where I go with what I go with. August to October is the main time frame to watch. It was almost like, imagine someone is giving you a surprise position. And by that, I mean that you're getting it. It is coming totally out of the blue. There's also, too, with the part-time stuff, pretty much at the moment, for the next month or so, still holding on. But ideally, so you're going to keep your head above water financially and that sort of thing, even though you get times when you're going, bloody hell, when's the next loaf of bread coming in? To me, it is only really a pang for maybe 2-3 days, and then you come on top of it again. Okay, so it won't be anything more than just some stress, the usual stress and strain with paying bills and that sort of thing. But to me, what happens is that you do get through again to, I get a later August, September, when that comes in, that surprise position. It's also to, you're asking about how it might come through. I got the image of a community notice or a bulletin board because every time I'm looking towards internet, I'm getting a plug, a computer turned off or a computer unplugged. Whenever I get that with my readings, I would say that it is more than it is to do with a community notice or people having basically a talk to each other, an accidental happening. So keep an eye around actually in the later August timeframe. With it as well, I kept on getting more to do with throat and stomach with issues to do with health. So they're not major ones, but it's areas to watch of the body. It went towards cracked skin on the feet. Sometimes I feel that though that relates more as a symbol to do with having to do the running around to get new work where you're basically worn out from it. But as well to coming up to that August timeframe later on, the third or fourth week in August going into September, that's when work will come through. That's
okay.
What I get.
Wow.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you, Cheryl, for actually calling
in.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for that.
I will. God bless all.
Thanks. Okay. Next caller, gents. I think we'll bring the next one in. I'm just waiting for that one to finish off. Yeah. The next one is area code 310. Hang on a second. Hello, area code 310. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mindy. How can we help you? What's your question, please?
Do I ask a question or just hear from Spirit?
It's entirely up to yourself. I mean, we would prefer a question for a theme because obviously that would be a lot easier for us. But if you just want to hear generally from Spirit, then let's see what we get for you. Chris
Thank
Aldous,
you.
What have you got for Mindy first of all?
Okay. Right. Well, I've known this. Okay. I've got a lady in spirit coming through. I do want to say she was, okay, as I'm trying to picture her now, I want to say she was around 5'4", so she wasn't a very tall lady. She did lose weight towards the end, okay, but she was, that for most of her life, she was actually, I would have put it, she wasn't overweight, but she wasn't a skinny person. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do say that she was also very strong-willed as well, and she's okay. She's very adamant that there's things that you need to sort out in the home as well at this moment in time.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But there's also big concerns over a relationship as well.
That is correct.
Okay. And she would say it as she saw it, and she's saying that you're not seeing things as they actually are because you've got blinkers on.
Okay.
Okay, and she wants you to actually have a look around and see what's actually, and stop clearing up after everybody else.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're running around trying to sort everything out for everybody else in the home, and nobody's actually doing anything to help you.
That is correct.
Okay. And she wants you to stop this. She says, leave them to it and see what a mess they make of it, and then they might appreciate what you're doing for them.
Thank you.
All right. And I'll leave you with that. But there is a lot of love from this lady. And I do want to give this lady a grandmother link, but I'd also want to say she was more on a motherly connection with you.
Absolutely. That was very spot on, and I'm very honored. Thank you.
No problem.
Mindy, have you got any issues with a daughter at the minute, or are you having any problems with a daughter at the minute?
No, not at the moment.
So
I am the daughter that's having a problem with the mother.
You're the daughter that's having the problem.
Yes.
Because I knew there's a vibration here of a daughter who's having problems, right?
Yes.
And what I'm getting is it are you being called dishonest, or is there something occurring that there where there is dishonesty around you?
Well, I am caring for a sick and elderly mother, and that was my grandmother that just came through, and I am the sole caretaker, and my siblings are not helping me.
Right. Now, would the grandfather have passed as well?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I want to ask, did he have diabetes, please, or is diabetes
Absolutely.
One of the problems? Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's wanting you to basically lose your cool.
Lose my cool.
Lose your temper. Lose your temper and let fly.
Wow. Thank you, Grandpa.
You're refusing to, and this is why people are walking all over you, because it's almost like idle threats don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it should be a joint effort, and why isn't it? Everybody's got excuses. They've got other things to do. They've got the lawn to mow, or they've got the car to wash, or they've got the dog to walk. They're forgetting how serious the problem is.
Right.
It's denial. It's denial that there's actually anything wrong, and the need pointing out. He's showing me his grey hair. He was embarrassed about the fact that his hair had gone grey.
He's wonderful. I love him. Thank you. That's definitely a compliment.
It's just that I was being overshadowed, and I'm thinking, why am I playing with my hair? And I suddenly really realized that's not my hair.
He always had grey hair. Yeah, he went grey very early.
Yeah, and what he's actually trying to say to you is that everybody grows old, but everybody fears growing old.
Correct.
Has your mum gone a little bit senile, please?
Yes.
Now, do you know the times that she's actually saying that she's talking to her father? You know that she is, don't you?
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Has she been saying that she's been talking to her father?
No, not yet.
Right. The times that she says that she's talking to her father, she is. He's trying to ease the burden for her.
Good. Thank you, Grandpa.
And I understand he had... Do you know when you smile and you get all the creases in your face?
Yeah.
Well, I believe he was one of those people, when he smiled, he had all the creases in his face, because I'm feeling that there is a big smile coming on here.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
You've been struggling about 3 years with this situation, approximately? Just under three
Absolutely,
years?
Absolutely, yes. Correct.
Right. He's on top of the situation. That's the main thing. He's on top of it.
Thank you.
This is why he's trying to say to you, Mindy, to lose your cool with other people so you can have a rest from this.
Yeah. It's such a struggle for me right now. Just this morning, the job that I work for, that I leave the house to go to, they just made a big layoff for everybody. So I was waiting for my back pay, and now I'm not even going to get my back pay. And then the relationship man that the first gentleman touched upon, that just reached out to him that maybe he would hire me to do business development for him, but I haven't heard back from him. Ugh.
Well, what I'm going to actually say, what grandfather was actually showing me was a bus ride into L.A. In the searing heat. How are you going to cope with that?
Yes, that's where I was going every day. It was so hot up there.
But I don't have to go there now. Well, you've got a bus ride to somewhere. If it's not LA, you've got a bus ride to somewhere.
Okay, I'm feeling the bus.
I mean, I personally know LA, and I could tell you the area of LA where you are, where it is.
I got on the phone with this morning to ask another associate if he would hire me for 30 to 60 days. And he said to come in on Wednesday and we'll talk about it. And he's up in Encino, which is a little... Do you like that one?
Yeah, I do. It's I'm trying to remember the area of LA. There's something city in LA, isn't there?
Studio City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I think he's around that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's where I am. That's where I am.
Beautiful. Thank you.
No
problem. Thank you. That's awesome. And Mindy, you don't like that? I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I was going to ask about the man with the initials J.
Why do I just suddenly feel uneasy there?
I don't know.
Well, who's he?
He's someone that I'm interested in.
Maybe the unease I'm feeling, maybe I'm feeling the heart fluttering a little bit. Do you know when you get the butterflies?
Yes, that's me.
That's the feeling. Can I just thank you, Mindy, for calling in? And what I'll do is I'll just quickly pass you over to Matt Zonker and just let Matt Zonker finish off for us. Matt,
oh,
what have you got for Mindy?
Thank you so much for that. I'm
pleasure.
Just honored. I'm honored.
That's all right.
Matt, what have you got?
Okay, so what I've got is with Jay, imagine like there was a figure which is a cardboard cutout. So whenever you have the cardboard cutout, it looks like it's real on the surface, but it's not underneath. So just be a little bit careful of that. You need about a month with this fellow in order to actually sort out who he really is. Then you will know.
Perfect.
Another thing is, too, is that the image I got was with the care situation you've got is about a year ago. There was an image, to put an expression to it, basically everyone abandoning ship. And that caused immense frustration, obviously. The thing is, too, with loyalties in the family, that's where the strength needs to be, but it's just not. Love life, of course, your own love life needs to be worked on. But the thing is, too, you put in your own relationships because you're having to care for this lady. The thing is, too, is that what you find is that situation is more a date when there is perhaps actually a change or at least a strengthening with things with you is more around about the October time. It is more this, I got an intense blue healing color. It can mean two things. It can mean that the care stuff is ramped up during that time, but the ability to handle it too is handled well. With this J, getting back to the J character and just
finish off,
it's more that what I get is that you have to be careful because for the first month you know him, it is what's happening is to it is like a man who is running around you, but you're not able to reach out and grab onto him going, Jay, I need to find out what you're about. You're not damn well telling me. It's like for the past, even past couple of weeks, but it goes even 2-3 months ago, it's like he's been running around socially and you haven't been able to get to him. What I do get is give that another month and then you'll know actually the true colors of this person. With the Studio City situation, the associate you want to deal with, the guy of business development, I do get, when people do get a position, they usually get a gold bar in their pocket. So it does mean about a solid position of work coming up. You need to give that more sort of the next couple of weeks for more just documents or info or whatever to be filled in. And it being sort of more solid proposal around about that time coming up. Okay, so that's what I got with that. Okay.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Chris.
Pleasure.
And thank you so much, Mindy, for calling in.
I am so honored and... Spirit is always so miraculous and wondrous. So thank you for bringing in my wonderful grandparents.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, Mindy.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, guys, we'll just take a quick music break, and then we'll be straight back on to it'll be area code 561 will be next. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of ZZ Top, not played ZZ Top for ages, so a little bit of ZZ Top for about 3.5 minutes, and then we'll be back. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. Pardon me, it's a little under 7 a.m. here in Canberra in the ACT in Australia. In the studio, my guests are Matt Zonka from Sydney and Chris Aldous all the way from a Manchester area in the UK. How are we doing, gents? Are we enjoying ourselves on the show today?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're certainly getting through them. I know we've only done a couple of readings, but we're certainly touching on a few things for everybody. So I think we'll just we'll jump into the next reading, which is area code 561. Hello, area code 561. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hiya, Stacy. And what's your question, please, for us, Stacy?
I I just want to know if you have any messages for me.
Okay, just quickly hand you over to Chris again. Sorry you're going first, Chris, but it gives me a chance to actually link.
Okay. All right, let's see what I can... Okay. I've got a gentleman coming through. I do feel quite slender with this channel as well, and I want to say he was quite a tall chap as well. I'm not getting a name at the moment, but I do feel as if he's quite fidgety. So I'm going to put this with yourself as well at this moment in time. So I feel quite restless with myself, mm-hmm. and I can't sit down, and I can't sit still, and I can't think straight. You understand?
Yes, I do.
All right, because this gentleman is around you, and he's watching you, and he's talking about you being in the kitchen area and you're picking something up to start something doing, then you're putting it down and starting something else, and then you're picking something else up and you're not actually finishing anything you're starting doing. Yeah?
I think I finished it.
Okay, I do feel grandfather linked with this gentleman, okay? But I do want to talk about a father figure as well. And with a father figure, I feel as if I'm not all there. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I want to say I'm away with the fairies. It's like I can be having a conversation, but then my conversation will be talking about something completely different within 3 seconds flat. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do want to put my... Okay, I've got where this gentleman's concerned as well. I do want to say there's a heart condition as well.
And who?
You. I do feel as if this is in connection with the father.
Oh.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I feel as if I don't know whether it's an angina or I get palpitations, but I know things aren't 100% there.
Oh.
Okay. Is your mm-hmm. father still down here? Yeah?
Yes.
Can you make mm-hmm. sure that he goes to the doctors instead of avoiding going to the doctors?
Okay.
Yeah? I'm not putting him in spirit. Yeah? But it's better to be safe than sorry.
Okay.
Yeah? And... I do want to say this tall gentleman in spirit that I've got with me would be your father's father. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And it's this gentleman who wants to make sure that his son is fine.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to give a June and an August anniversary as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his daughter's birthday.
Okay. But you're saying she's fine?
She's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
And you need to stop worrying.
Well, yeah. I know that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because... things on the home front aren't as bad as what you're thinking they are. It's more because you're stressed.
Okay?
And if you can take a step back, you'll see that things continue without you having to do everything. And I feel as if you have got a strong support around you. It's just that you can't see it at this moment in time.
Okay. I can't see it.
But there are people there who are willing to help, but you won't let them.
Well, they need to come forward then. Yeah.
And there's also a May anniversary as well.
That's my cousin's birthday.
Okay. So can you watch where family are around you? And they will help if you ask.
But I shouldn't have to ask if they see I need help. Come on.
But they're that used to you just getting on with things that they won't offer.
Yeah.
If people think you're self-sufficient and don't need help, they won't offer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Go on, Matthew. Have you got anything?
I'm going to just, pardon me, just pass to Matt Zonka, because I think I've read Stacey before, and I don't want to necessarily cover the ground that I got before, and I'm just trying to find something different. So, Matt Zonka, what have you got for Stacey?
Good morning, Stacey. Good afternoon, good evening. Okay, so I got over the past 12 months literally having to strip away and re-examine your whole home life. There's also the main thing is that kept on actually tapping on my sort of around the area of the back where the kidneys is. It's not to do with the fact your kidneys are out. It's more, not in a physical sense, but more in the sense when I get dodgy kidneys, when I'm doing readings, it's usually to do with one spheres. Okay, sort of fear, stress, and strain around sort of raising a kid and that sort of thing. It's also too sort of if you're worried about actually over the past 12 months, over the sort of the next 12 months of there not being sort of you've been able to handle it too, you do get through. One of the cards which comes up, there is a strength card which comes up, and what that simply means is that no matter how much your little one. That you actually do handle it better than what you believe. There was also an image of a fellow around you not taking responsibility for things, and you're constantly actually giving them literally a rim and going, look, will you please bring get off your butt and actually do something for once. So more that there's something, it's almost like an image of you bugging, and the person's almost like either being a bit of a couch potato or not bothering to help. So that needs to be addressed as well. At the same time too, with it, that even though you're not getting a whole lot of support, what it is that again is the biggest thing. It needs to be worked on. Although over the next 12 months, what I do get is that you are able to get through. There's this great fear, everything is going to topple over. It's simply not. The image of an old house key comes to mind being broken in half. Whenever I get that, it is usually to do with old situations in the home need to be radically altered. Or I don't so much get a move, but it's more the old ways where you're having to constantly rush around have needed to change for a while. You do find, though, because you have the strength to get through that manner is going to be tackled better than what you think. That's what I get. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Just quickly, Stacey, are we currently about to engage in a relationship, or is a relationship about to transform into something else? I'm a bit confused which it is.
I have no relationship. I'm not in one.
Right. Well, what I actually have is a number of emotional barriers that you are about to get through, and a lot of them is distrust, and a lot of them is from the past where you've been hurt and you've been knocked back, and you've held yourself back. What I actually have to say is that I don't think you are that far away from opening the door to somebody, literally opening the door to somebody and letting somebody in for once.
Oh. Okie dokes.
That's if you want. I mean, I'm aware of past trauma here, because I can see, I can sense it, and it's very hard for you to actually trust or to embrace somebody as a personal relationship for fear of it things happening again. But what I have to say is that I do see it as necessary or necessity that we have to learn to trust again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it's It's not a brief, this is not a brief connection. This is not a brief connection this time is the way I'm getting it. And it is not somebody who is, say, an undesirable, somebody who drinks, somebody who smokes, somebody who's unreliable. We don't have that. But what I do have of interest here is it's more a personal challenge for you to bring the door down or open the door. And I'm actually wanting to go as soon as October. Now, October sounds a long way away, but the way I'm getting it is it's as soon as October.
Oh, okay.
Meaning you've got to get your act together between now and then and be ready.
Okay.
Stacey, I'll leave that there only because our volume of callers, and I'm going to thank you for calling in.
Thanks. When are you coming to Florida again?
Ooh, that's in the pipeline, and it's probably going to be next year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. Stacey. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I think we'll have a little
yep.
music break again because it just gives us a chance to just top up the tea or put the toast in the toaster. And, we'll be back in about 4 minutes, everybody. Welcome back to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. That was No One Like You by Scorpions. That was off the Blackout album. Just to let listeners know, the adjusted format of this particular show, Conversations with Spirit, it's now actually a fortnightly show, only because of the early hour that I actually have to put this out in Canberra. I mean, we actually start at 6 a.m. here in Canberra. Every alternate Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday morning for me in Canberra, I'm going to be doing the Matthew James Medium Hour. It's going to be an experimental show. I'm going to be putting it out sometime next week. But obviously every fortnight, every alternate fortnight, we're still going to be doing Conversations with Spirit. Now, my guests in the studio at the moment are Chris Aldous, who is from my old neck of the woods in the UK, from the Manchester area. And I also have Matt Zonka, who is in my current neck of the woods. He's in Sydney here in Australia. Now, I'm going to take another caller. Pardon me, my throat's a little bit dry this morning. I want to actually bring in Gabby Anthropology. Now, I know this is a caller that we've actually had on before, so I'm actually going to let Chris go first on this one. Okay,
hi.
Gabby Anthropology, what's your name, please?
It's Gabriella. Thank you for taking my call again.
Hi, Gabriella. I know you were next in the queue, so I've brought you on. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Okay. What's your question for us, Gabriella?
Well, I just wanted to call you to let you know that, you know, you gave me a reading last time and everything that you said actually happened.
Thank you for the feedback.
Yeah, I'm just calling to thank you, you know, for all the warnings and all the heads up. You know how we don't listen sometimes. We ask, but then we don't listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Good. It is actually really good to get some feedback, because it's reassuring for a lot of the callers that obviously the information that that we provide, I mean, we provide it in all honesty. At times, people, you can't take it maybe at that moment, or maybe it's not the information you want to know at the moment. But it is nice of you, Gabriella, to let everybody know your feedback. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, although I didn't listen while I was going through the turmoil of this breakup, it was regarding a relationship, your words were resonating with me, and I thought, well, you know, I've been told this, but I didn't listen at the time, and I could have prevented a lot of things happening had I, you know, taken your advice, so...
Thank you for that, Gabriella, because I actually stress to people, we tend to deal with the stuff that you need to know or need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear or not.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not the time that you're open to listen to it, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. Now, would you like a quick reading with either Chris or Matt whilst you're on?
Yeah, just because that has recently happened and I'm still healing from it, but I just, you know, I didn't.
Okay, Gabriella, I shall just hand you quickly over to Chris Aldous then. Chris, have you got some information for Gabriella?
Well, all I know is that everything's been up in the air for the last 2 weeks, and I do feel as if over the next three months things are going to be a lot better for you.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I've got to say to you, watch your purse strings, but I also feel as if you are going to be in a financially better situation.
Yes, that is my biggest worry at the moment.
Okay, because I do feel as if some of the drains on the resources have gone.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Matt Zonka, have you got any final word for Gabriella?
The thing is, too, like, even before you called, it was, look, with the relationship stuff, which is actually you're healing from, probably over the next couple of months, you're going to notice a change. Instead of someone who literally, well, it's not so much can't get out of bed in the morning. What I mean by that is that the energy to tackle and deal and move on from that. Another couple of months, love, that you've got through, say, Paul, biggest two-thirds, there's still a third, we still need to work on it. But it's almost like the image of a cross between home and work life was completely out of balance over the past year and a half. The thing is, too, is that that phase will change. Come out in August, September, but even I got almost going to sort of the end of the year and into next year, that the idea that my heart's not into this, do I want to be in this, whatever, that you're completely walking away. There is actually like a taste of sea air coming in. Whenever I get that, that will either mean two things. It means actually a shift. To me, it means a travel experience, but in terms of just a well-earned break, a retreat and that sort of thing. And from that, what happens is it's an attitude of I will never repeat this again. Because the fact what you've gone through is a bit of a disaster. But what you do is next year you just go, look, I'm in recovery mode, cool. I'm on top of this. With money, I get more that it would be towards end September, October, when you do get financial change with that. But the thing is, too, is that the whole balance of things where it's been causing you a lot of stress, all that sort of thing, is coming to a finale. You just need to give it a little bit of extra time. That's what
well,
I get.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabriella. Pleasure. Thank you for calling in, and thank you so much for your feedback. That was
yeah.
Awesome.
You're wonderful, all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Gabriella. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, I'm going to try area code 408 again. If you remember, we couldn't get anything with area code 408. I know she's just gone in the chat room, and... yeah, she was hung up, so I'm going to bring 408 in. But whilst we're in the chat room, I just want to say a quick hi to Spirit Whisper, a quick hi to Greg Wingfield, a quick hi to Kerry Ann. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Thank you so much for participating today. So I'm going to actually bring in area code 408. Hello, area
hi.
Code 408. You're Rachel, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, but
and
I don't know.
Thank you
I don't
so
actually,
much for. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't actually know what happened. It just dropped out. I know.
It said Blog Talk Radio. Thanks you for the call, and then just clicked. Just clear.
Oh,
out of
no
the
worries. No worries. What's where are you calling from?
California.
Okay, and what's your question for us today, Rachel?
What am I supposed to be looking at? What is the next chapter in life, the path? What should I be studying? Where should I be putting my energy? And also anything from my son is always any messages from my son.
Chris Alders, can you start this off for Rachel in California, please?
Okay, right. Well, first of all, just from what you were saying, I think you're thinking a little bit too deeply about life. Yeah? Because you've got to live your life at this moment in time. Okay? And I would definitely say that's what your son would want for you as well. Okay?
I'm listening.
Do what you want to do. Find your dreams again, okay? And do what you enjoy doing. Because, all right, I feel as if you used to love your music. I'm not talking about making it or anything like that. I just feel like you enjoyed it and you'd dance around and you'd be happy and you'd be full of beans. And you've not been like that for a while.
Yep, it does raise my vibration hugely, yes.
Yeah, and this is what we need to get back, yeah? We need that upliftment in ourselves, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm, all right, it's good to write down your thoughts, okay? But I'm getting a feeling that at this moment in time, your thoughts when you've been writing them down, instead of going towards the positive, they're going towards the melancholic. And I want to try and steer away from that. I want to find what made you happy. Okay?
So do I.
I want to find the younger me again.
So do I. How about my son, Derek?
Can I give you a September anniversary as well? I've got to give September as being a significant month for you.
Okay.
Yeah?
That is Mark's birthday.
Okay. And I do want to talk about you need to get back out and get back into, I don't know whether somebody's talking about night school and learning something for yourself, but it's not just the learning, it's the actual social part of it which you need as well.
Yes.
Okay. But only you can sort things out for you.
I know that. I'm trying.
Yeah?
Every day. Every day.
You're a lot further than what you was 6 months ago, and you're a lot better than what you was 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm hugely far. These last 4 days have been the best days of my life that I didn't even remember.
Well, there you go.
Like,
you've just got to keep going forward with your life at this moment in time. Yeah? It's not what's happened, it's what's going to happen. And if you believe in yourself, you can achieve what you want to achieve. And I just, I know there's a lot of loving spirit for you. Yeah? And they're going to push you and they're going to try and help you. But it's also very much that you've got to make your own mind up about where you want to go. And then they will do everything for you.
Okay, so find the passion again.
Yeah. Because I just...
How's my son doing?
I feel as if he's fine now, okay? I do feel as when he was here, there was quite a lot of depression around him. You understand?
Yes.
Okay? And he doesn't want to bring that depression to you. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe that.
He's still... All right. Okay. There's still hurting and forgiveness that needs to be on both sides. You understand?
Yep, I do.
Okay? Yeah? And there is a sorry for him, yeah, to you.
From him? There's a sorry from me or from him?
From him.
Thank you.
All right. He's I do feel as if he would have been quite quiet while he was here as well. You understand? I just feel a little bit withdrawn into myself.
Yeah.
With this woman. Okay? And, all right. Can I leave you with the love? Yeah? And there is love there for you. Okay? But he's also struggles with things just as you do.
I know.
Okay? Yeah?
Nobody
should have ever been hurt. And always, okay, remember the happy times. Yeah. And I've got to give 6 years old, so I feel as if that would have, when he was around that age, there would have been good times.
Yes.
Okay. So try and remember and get your spark back from then.
Sorry to cut in, Chris, but Rachel, did your son have any really bad dizzy spell, or was there anything to do with the heart stopping? Because I'm getting conditions of that nature here. I'm really dizzy, I'm really lightheaded, and I almost feel like my heart stopped as well.
He hung himself.
Sorry?
It was a suicide.
Yeah. Right, so that's why I'm picking up the dizzy, which is obviously the suffocate. Right, because all I'm aware of is the after state, the dizziness and the confusion. That's all I want to actually, the only way I want to actually put it is the dizziness and the confusion.
Okay.
And the dizziness and the dizziness and the confusion, there was plenty of choices, but as you know, too many choices could create confusion. There's too many choices for you, and you're confused, and you lack your self-belief. That's the message I'm getting. But this is coming across as somebody who was wiser than the years, a lot older than the years.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand? It's almost like, in passing, the wise one's been released. The wise one wasn't there because somebody was too doubtful of themselves or too sensitive for themselves.
Yep.
Because this is a very wise voice that's saying, when you get your self-belief, it doesn't matter back. It doesn't matter which door you open, so long as you open a door. It's all about choices, making choices. And just on a final note, Rachel, you were not a bad parent. You were not a bad mother, regardless of what you think.
Thank you.
You understand that, don't you? It was not you.
I feel like that everyone had their hand in it, but as a mother to a child that was in that much pain to take his life is a very hard thing to make peace with.
I'm going to leave your son's link with you there, Rachel. And what I actually suggest is that when it becomes dream state or sleep time for you, just give him a thought or two.
I do every night. Every night.
Okay, Rachel. I will leave that there. And I thank you so much for calling in.
And thank you for taking my call and telling me that. And really telling me that I wasn't a bad mother. I've not heard those words throughout this whole entire time.
Well, that was what the strongest part of the message was.
Thank you.
Okay,
very,
Rachel,
very
I will leave that there. Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we will take area code 770 next. Hello, area code 770. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Maddie. What's your question for us?
Hi. I have a question about a friend he doesn't live in the state that I live in, but we've been talking for, it'll be a year, August. Coming August, and so we're supposed to see each other in October, but I called him last week and said, you know what, why don't we get together, you meet me at a tropical island somewhere so we can spend some time together. His conversation his response was, rather, that, you know, I wish you had told me that last week. I just went out and spent thousands of dollars on this, that, or the other, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, but during the conversation, he said, you know what? I just may take you up on that. Then when we end our conversation,
so
he said,
you want to basically know about the progress of this relationship, do you, or the possibility of this relationship?
Yes. Is he gonna come through and say, yes, I'll meet you?
Okay, I shall hand you over to Matt Zonka. Matt, I'll let you go first on this one.
Okay, I'll just go, hang on a minute, pardon me. Okay, so with this, okay, what I get is actually coming to that, you can imagine a desert island, or not a desert island, but if you can imagine a resort rather, so imagine a resort when you're coming to it, and what's happening is that when he's trying to come to the party, what happens is, I'm not sure whether he does with that. What I get is more sort of that on the surface it looks fine, and look, it presents well, but when he's trying to actually come through, it's not so much now, it's more over the next, say, let me see, so I'm getting more a November, where when you're trying to get sort of an answer being of opening up and it being a full-blown relationship, it's almost like when you get there, you go, where the hell is he? What's happened? Why? So it, to me, what that means is that he doesn't actually, he want, the intention is there, but also to push it in, to push things into a full-blown relationship, it's actually really difficult. In terms of where the relationship will go next, I still get about sort of emailing and communication and that sort of thing. But in terms of being on a resort with him and that sort of thing, he's still not coming through. I don't feel as if he's actually not coming through with the intention. Which might appear in your mind that you want a relationship. And yet, too, what's happening with him is that still there's this thing of holding back. He's wanting to, on the one hand, he's wanting to communicate really openly. On the other hand, he's going, hang on a minute, I need more time with this. So even if you met up, it's almost as if he's still not giving enough to that. Okay, that's what I get.
Yeah. Okay, Maddie, is that I hope that's actually been a bit of a help or a bit of an insight for you?
Yeah, it has, because what I was really saying is meet up before the summer is over with, as opposed to, I know that he said that he would be coming my way in October, but I was thinking maybe we could meet up, it's the summertime, and get out and go do something, spend some time together in before the summer, like maybe August or September.
Okay, I'm just going to thank you for calling in, Maddie. And I shall actually move. We need to move on to our next caller. So thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Area code 817. And I'm going to let you go first, Chris, on this one. Just instinctively, that's what I want to do. Okay. If that's all right with you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to move them on a little bit because we've still got a long, long queue of callers, and we've got about 27 minutes left, and I still want to play some music. So I just want to bring in 817, and then we'll have another music break, and then we'll go into the last part of the show. So, area code 817, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name's Richard. I'm calling from Texas.
Hiya, Richard. And what's your question for us, please?
Yes, there was an incident at my job, and which is going to go into a type of investigation. I just want to see how it's going to fare out on my part. I believe I was innocent in it, but I just want to see how it goes.
All right, Chris, can I just start you off on this one, please?
Yeah, okay. I just feel as if there's insurance involved in this more than anything. And obviously, with the insurance, it's often a blame game because nobody wants to actually take responsibility, and everybody wants to get avoid paying any money out. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, okay. I do feel as if it will go in your favour. I'm not saying that you're going to get any money out of this, okay? But I do feel as though it will be sorted out within the next 6 months. It's not going to be as quick as what you hope. Yeah? But it's not going to reflect upon you in the end. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And... are the vehicles involved in this as well?
I'm sorry, say again?
Are there vehicles involved in this?
Oh, no.
No. Well, I've got to say there are vehicles that need replacing, and I want to put this in a work situation as well. So I know that there's money that's got to come from somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Can I ask you, Richard, why were you wrongly accused here? Because you seem to have been a good employee here. Who fell out with you?
Well,
who set this up? Because this is a spiteful action here.
It was I checked something out for, I thought was a coworker, you know, and I found out later that what she asked me to do was should not have been done. So I went to my supervisor.
It was a female then. It was a female who did this.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I clearly have the insight of a jealous nature here or a spiteful nature here.
Oh.
I mean, it's the old saying that the truth always comes out in the end, and you've just to stand firm here, Richard. I know your situation, and I'm feeling it because I'm seeing symbolically you're standing on thin ice, and you're waiting for that ice to crack. But symbolically, I do not see that ice cracking. I don't see it cracking.
Okay, that's good.
I've just got to say, I see you getting through this situation. I don't see you remaining in the job this job. You're going to have to get yourself a different job. But I feel that you are exonerated. It's almost as if you no longer want to stay. You no longer want to stay there once this has been resolved. That's how I'm getting this. You may be asked to stay, or you may be able to stay, but you will want to actually leave and do something else.
Okay.
But the main thing is, there's an exoneration here.
Right. Right.
That's
I kind of worry about that with my family.
Sorry?
I say I was trying to stay in faith and not, you know, dwell on it, but it kind of worries me a little because, you know, I have to take care of my family.
Yeah, well, all I can say is that miracles do happen. The impossible can seemingly be elusive, but I have to say that this is one of those stories that does actually work out. I see further opportunity work situation, and I don't sense it's that far away.
Okay. That's great.
Now, I'm going to leave that there if I can, and I'm going to thank you for calling in, Richard. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. And I think we'll have a music break. It's an original by Moody Blues, and it is a personal favourite of mine, and we'll be back in about 4.5 minutes.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew.
Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. We're down to our last 15 minutes. Now, I'm your host, Matthew James. If you want to actually find out more about me, if you want to research me and the services that I offer, the distance readings that I do by Skype, by phone, and various other means, then please go over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. These have only been snapshot readings on the show this evening, this morning, this afternoon. afternoon, wherever you are listening from, because we have had a massive callers on the switchboard. My guests are Chris Aldous from the Manchester area of the UK, and also Matt Zonka from Sydney here in Australia. It's about 8:15 in the morning here in Canberra. Now, gentlemen, we've been having a good show, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Are you still there, Mr. Zonka, or have you fallen asleep? Hello, Mr. Zonka?
We have indeed.
You sounded like a Dalek then. Have we got a Dalek there in place of Mr. Zonka?
Yes, I lost you for a minute.
There was a bit of a Skype breakup then, or there was a bit of a Blog Talk breakup, but you didn't half sound like one of those Daleks.
A garlic?
Yeah, off Doctor Who. You know that? Yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know. It's just Blog Talk. I think we'll take our next caller.
Exterminate.
I think we'll take our next caller. It's area code 570, and I'm going to elect Chris Aldous to go first.
Again,
yeah. Gives me a chance to get a link, you see. Okay, area code 570, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I also called tell you that a few weeks ago I talked to you. I was looking at property, and you told me that I would look at the property again. And I looked at the property today again, and I'd like to see what you could pick up about the property. I'm looking at this property to move in it with the man that I'm with now. Is it going to be this property, or is it going to be something else?
Okay, Kerry, the question mark I've actually got is, is there any windows in the house where you've got like small panes of glass, or you've got like a Georgian style window at all, where there's small panes of glass?
Yes.
Right. And you've got to do some refurbishment with it?
Well, a lot of refurbishment.
I don't mean serious stuff. I don't mean knock walls down or build an extension, but you've got to obviously bring it up to, you've got to tart it up, you've got to strip wallpaper off, you've got to get it all tidied and all refreshed and modernized.
It has a lot of issues with it, water issues, the wiring issues. So I want to put a different bid in, and I'm wondering if it's going to fly with this bid. Are we going to get this house together, him and I, or is it going to be another property?
Well, like here's the thing. What I actually get is what happens if nobody wants this property? And what happens if you're the only bidder? And what happens if you've got to be so careful with the bid that you put in?
Okay.
Not that it's a bad property. It just seems to be that nobody else wants it.
Yes.
I mean, issues, problems with water and the light, for the right people, that doesn't present a problem. But for people who just want to walk straight into a property, it's the last thing they want to do. Now, if you guys have got somewhere else to live in the meantime whilst this property gets made right, then I'm going to say this is the right property for you. And it seems to be that, be careful of the bid that you put in, because it could be too high. You could have bought it for a song.
No, I'm lowering the bid. At one time, I did get a different bid, but she's doing up the proposal, and I'm lowering the bid and putting what has to be done on the property.
Yeah, because the feeling is that she might scoff at that bid, but the attitude that you've got to have is well, there's my bid, and then pretend, and then walk away. And I still think you will get the call to say that your bid has been accepted. That's strongly what I'm feeling here, Kerry.
Okay, and I also have a property that's up for sale, but no one really looking at it. I'm thinking about advertising it myself.
Is there a kind of gravel drive up to it, or anything?
Yes.
Dusty? Yeah. I've just got the feeling with that one, that's one of those sayings of, it seems to be a little bit unusual, and it's one of those that the right person will go for that house, but it's one of those where you're going to be patient and you've got to literally wait for that right person to come along.
Yes, that's my feelings too. I've been meditating, manifesting, trying to do everything that I have to do, and some days I get so stressed I just leave it to spirit and walk away, and then when I do, it seems like the unexpected comes. You had told me that I was going to look at this house the second time, and there was no way that I thought I would, and it just came out of the blue.
It's just what I keep getting about this property that you're going to get. It's got that kind of addictive vibe to it. One of those vibes where you go in it, and when you leave, you want to go back in.
Well, there's a lot of land that's with the property, and we have plans, like, in the future, you know, building a newer home further back. There's 8 acres, and we thought on the back acreage we would build a home.
Right. Well, I want to actually just answer your original question and say,
okay,
providing you've got the lowest bid that you can go and there is no other interest, you're going to get that property.
Okay, that's good. I will let you know, because he's neither here nor there at it, and that's what I thought. I'm just going to go with the low bid, give it to her, let her do what she has to do. If they accept it, fine. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the right attitude, because at the end of the day, if this one falls through, which I very much doubt, there's other opportunities anyway.
True. That's true.
Okay, Kerry, I will leave that there. I hope that's actually answered your question, because I would like very much to try and move on to the next caller.
Okay, thank you very much. And
thank
I will
you,
let you,
Kerry.
Know.
Thanks for that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go into area code 727. Oh, one minute. Pressed the wrong one then. Area code 727. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, area code 727. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Lisa, calling from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. And your question for us, please.
Yeah, I was really wanting to relocate, and I'm expecting a settlement. And I want to know when you see that happening.
Right, Mr. Aldous, I will make you go first on this one, if that's okay, because I went first last time.
I'll let you. I want to put lots of water around you, so do you live near the sea at the moment?
Yeah. I have to drive there,
okay.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want to be close to the sea. Yeah, so
yep.
I feel as
yep.
if you are going to relocate, it's going to be closer to the sea.
That's true. I do want to do that, yes.
Okay, and I do feel very good with this, and I do feel, okay, your settlement, I get a feeling that it's been going on for a long time, but I want to give it a 2-year span, and I feel as if you're coming towards the end of that now. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right, I am going to say it's going to be within towards the end. Everything goes in cycles, and I've got 6 months with this, okay? So I want to say it's going to be approximately 6 months. So it's going to be, January, February time of next year before you've actually see, like, pennies in your bank, if you want to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's also a career change around you as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And I feel good with that as well. And I do feel as if by February of next year, you'll know where you want to be and where you want to go. Okay.
Okay.
And all right. I can see you're looking at 3 properties.
Okay.
Okay. But I want to say, at this moment in time, you're looking beyond your means.
Okay.
Okay. But I do feel as if there is a property there for you to move to. But I also feel as if it's going to be a smaller place.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to downsize a little bit on what I've got.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And And I've got to give a May anniversary with you as well, and I feel as if this is going to be a birthday.
Okay.
Okay, you understand where the May birthday is?
No, I don't.
You don't? That's fine. It's a gentleman whose birthday is in May. I do feel as if there's also... The gentleman whose birthday is in May, who is in spirit, and he would have had a chest condition, and he would have struggled with his breathing as well before he passed.
Okay.
And it's on your mother's side of the family. He's not giving me a name. He's just making me aware that he's here. Okay?
Oh, okay.
He's also making me aware that there's been a problem with drink on the earth plane as well.
We're less than 5 minutes, Chris. So can I just butt in there and just let Matt Zonka just quickly just finish off this particular reading? You've got about 30 seconds, Matt.
Okay. One thing I can say, even though the settlement has been going on for the past 12 months, or even more, 15 months more, what you'll find is around about October, November, finally you start to actually get. You finally start to get what you want with that. It hasn't been clear in terms of actually its loyalty to you. It hasn't been clear in terms of where you want to go with it. But when you go more towards actually February next year, the settlement's done and dusted. You've actually moved on more to actually see sort of again that sort of sea area. I get a west-facing direction for a house. And also, too, with Korea as well, that is more sort of going in the February, March, April time frame when you, one, financial will be better, but more so it is about, more importantly, about career direction. Okay? That's what I get.
Okay, Lisa, is that been a help? For some reason, I'm looking in the 300 to 500 mark for your settlement. Is that right in the area that you're expecting?
You mean the amount?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact amount, to be honest with you.
But I was shown just roughly... 300 to 500, so it might be 350, it might be 400, it might be 425, something in that region.
Yeah.
But what I've got to say is the fact that that's been shown to me, it means that you're going to get it, but you're going to get it in stages.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave you there, Lisa, because we're right at the very end of the show. So I'm going to thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, guys, that's a wrap, as they say. We've got about 2 minutes left. All I've got time for now is just to thank my fantastic guests for the return of Chris Aldous. And also for Matt Zonka coming on the show as well. Thank you, Matt. And thank you to everybody who has been listening to Conversations with Spirit today, wherever you are. This is a big thank you to everybody who's been listening. Well, guys, it goes without saying I'm going to invite you both back on. I want to have Chris Aldous and I want to have Matt Zonka on again. The question is, will you come back on the show at a later date, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course I will.
Amazing. Excellent. I'm going to have to say goodbye to everybody at this point, and I'm going to have to play the outro in about 10 seconds. But just to let everybody know, there won't be a Conversations with Spirit next Tuesday, but there will be a Conversations with Spirit in 2 weeks' time. Conversations with Spirit 2 is on tomorrow evening. That's 8 o'clock AEST time. That's Australian Eastern Standard Time. I do believe I've got Maria Relita on, but I've got to remind Maria that she's actually on. That is on. That is tomorrow night. Next week, I'm going to be doing a test of the Matthew James Medium Hour. I don't know yet what time I'm doing it, but until next time, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye for now. And where has that outro gone? It's disappeared. There it is. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.